Postupno, korak po korak, uz pomoć inteligencije zasnovane na potpunu uvjerenju, jogi se treba utemeljiti u transu i tako usredotočiti um samo na jastvo, ne misleći ni na što drugo. Smisao što pravo. Jogi treba uz pomoć inteligencije i pravoga uvjerenja postupno okončati osjetilne djelatnosti. To se naziva pratyahara. Um ovladan meditacijom, uvjerenjem i okončanjem osjetilnih djelatnosti treba biti utemeljen u transu ili samadhiju. Tada nema opasnosti od zaokupljanja materijalnim shvaćanjem života. Drugim riječima, iako je u dodiru s materijom, sve dok postoji materijalno tijelo, jogi ne bi trebao misliti na osjetilno zadovoljstvo. Ne bi trebao misliti ni na kakvo zadovoljstvo osim zadovoljstva vrhovnog bića. To se stanje lako dostiže neposrednim slijeđenjem procesa svjesnosti Krišne.
Vam Vishnu, Shanai Shanao Paramed, Buddhya Dhruti Grihitaya, Atma Samstamana Kripa, Na Kinchirapi Kintaya.
Postupno, korak po korak, uz pomoć inteligencije zasnovane na potpunom uvjerenju, jogi se treba utemeljiti u transu i tako usredotočiti um samo na jastvo, ne misleći ni na što drugo.
Hello, Vishnu Graya Krishna Prasthaya Buddha, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Phenomena, Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Vrishnane, Nirvishesha Srimati Prasthaya Buddha. Here mentions the process becoming Krishna conscious.
Ovdje se pominje proces kojim se postaje svjestan Krishna.
Krishna has just previously mentioned the perfection of the Ashtanga yoga practice.
Krishna upravo prethodno pomenuo savršenstvo prakticiranja onoga što se naziva Ashtanga yoga.
Yatra paramete chitam nirudha yoga sevaya yatra chaivatmanatmanam prashanatmani tushiti sukham adhyantikam yattat buddhi grayam itendriyam vedhi yatra nachayviyam svitam chaladi tachvataha yam lavat palam lavam manyate narikam nita izvinsito nidukkena guru napi vichayate tam vidyadukasam yogam vi yogam yogasangitam.
Because
we don't need a
translation.
We almost understood.
So one should, that in the stage of perfection called trance samadhi, one is situated in transcendental consciousness. The mind is completely restrained from all material mental activities by the practice of yoga. This is characterized by one's ability to see the self by the pure mind and to relish and rejoice in that self.
Osoba znači treba da se usredotoči i u potpuno postane utemeljen u transu ili samadiju i na taj način vidi savršenstvo života, odnosno da ne bude zaokupirana umom, već vidi svoje pravo ja.
And that joy is that state when a situation balances transcendental happiness and enjoys himself through transcendental senses. Established thus, whenever it departs from the truth, upon gaining this one counts as the greatest gain.
I osoba tako potpuno uravnotežena u transcendentalnoj svjesnosti postiže transcendentalno blaženstvo i dostigavši takvu transcendentalnu svjesnost osoba također i vidi istinu i dobivši takvu istinu nikada ne odstupa od puta.
Being situated in such a position one is never shaken despite the greatest difficulty, this is indeed actual freedom from all miseries arising from material contact.
I usredotočen na takvom putu osoba zapravo dostiže oslobođenje od svih platnji materijalnog života koje se nalaze u ovom svijetu.
In other words, by following the Ashtanga yoga practice, one can reach perfection also.
Drugim riječima, sljedeći put Ashtanga yoga osoba također može postići savršenstvo.
The whole process involves renunciation of the material concept of life.
Cijeli proces koji uključuje odvajanje od materialističkog koncepta života.
Through the process of yama, niyama, asana, pranayama, pratyahara.
Kroz proces yama, niyame, asane i pratyahare.
Then by dhyana, dharana, dhyana and samadhi, one can concentrate the mind upon the super soul and the heart.
Onda kroz dharmu, dhyanu i samadhi osoba može da skoncentrira se u potpunosti na naddušu koja se nalazi u srcu.
So the first part means giving up things that are undesirable.
Prvi dio tog procesa znači odustati ili odbaciti stvari koje su nepoželjne.
Which means any material conception whatsoever.
A to može biti bilo koja materialistička koncepcija.
And then the positive conception of meditating on Krishna.
I onda preuzeti pozitivnu koncepciju, a ta ili koncept, a to je zapravo meditacija na Krišnu.
Courses is rather difficult.
Naravno, to je poprilično teško.
And virtually impossible in Kali Yuga.
I skoro nemoguće u Kali Yugi.
But even if we follow the Bhakti Yoga process,
ali čak ako slijedimo proces Bhakti Yoga,
still we have to be able to go through the same stages.
I dalje bi trebalo biti u stanju da prođemo kroz iste faze.
You still have, just like Prabhupada used to say, if you want to get to the 100th floor of a building, you can walk up the building step by step.
Kao što je Prabhupada govorio, ako želite da se popnete na 100. sprat zgrade, možete početi penjući se korak po korak po stepenicama.
Or you can take the elevator.
Ili možete ići liftom.
And get there much quicker.
I stići na 100. sprat mnogo brže.
But whether you walk up step by step or you take the elevator, still you have to go through the same past the same flights of stairs.
Ali bilo da idete korak po korak po stepenicama, da se penjete ili da idete liftom, i dalje morate proći isti put, odnosno iste stepenice.
If the sign says first floor,
ako znak kaže prvi sprat,
or the fifth floor,
ili ako piše peti sprat,
and you want to claim you're on the 100th floor,
a vi želite reći da ste na 100. spratu,
then something's wrong.
Onda nešto nije u redu.
So similarly, if we're actually on the 100th floor, then there should be a sign saying the 100th floor.
Slično, ako smo mi zaista na 100. spratu, onda tu treba biti znak koji piše 100. sprat.
So the sign that we're actually on the elevator means that we've already surpassed all the other stages.
I znak koji se pokazuje na liftu pokazuje da smo mi prošli sve ostale nivoje.
So the devotee should be the one who's the most renounced.
Tako da bhakti treba biti osoba koja je najviše odvojena,
most realized,
najviše spoznata,
most detached,
najviše odvojena,
most discriminating,
koja najviše može da diskriminira.
That one is a lie.
Well, it's probably a lot of people's home. So here it says that ultimately the process of any spiritual elevation has to do with the mind.
Ovdje se kaže da proces bilo kojeg duhovnog uzdizanja mora biti povezan sa umom.
So the question is not only what we're thinking about, but the conception of what we're thinking about.
Tako da pitanje nije samo o čemu razmišljamo, već je pitanje koncept našeg razmišljanja.
The mind's false ego is probably right in another verse. The mind's false ego wants to lord over the material nature.
Lažni ego uma također želi da gospodari materijalnom prirodom.
So generally our feeling is that we're the proprietors of so many things.
Općenito, ono što mi osjećamo, naše osjećanje je da smo mi vlasnik toliko mnogo stvari.
And that these things are meant somehow or another for my enjoyment.
I da su te stvari namijenjene ovako ili onako za moje uživanje.
And there may be so many opposition to my enjoyment.
I može biti toliko opozicije u mom uživanju.
So I have to eliminate the things that are opposing my enjoyment.
Tako da moram da uklonim stvari koje se suprotstavljaju mojem zadovoljstvu.
So that conception is obviously not very devotional, at least not in Krishna consciousness.
Taj koncept očigledno nije baš puno devocijski, barem nije u svjesnosti Krišne.
Therefore, it's not so much a question of just what we're doing.
Zato nije to više toliko pitanje, ne radi se toliko o tome šta mi radimo.
It's a question of whether or not we're doing it in the right consciousness.
Već je pravo pitanje da li ili ne mi to radimo u pravo svjesnosti.
So one has to find out what the right consciousness is.
Tako da mi moramo saznati šta je prava svjesnost.
Then one has to see if one has the right consciousness.
Onda moramo provjeriti da li mi imamo pravu svjesnost.
And then one has to apply that consciousness in different circumstances.
I onda mi trebamo primijeniti tu svjesnost u različitim okolnostima.
With the whole idea that we're trying to please Krishna.
Ali cijela ideja je ta da mi pokušavamo zadovoljiti Krishnu.
That more or less everyone here is just like an actor on a stage.
Manje ili više svi ovdje su kao glumac ili glumica na sceni.
The question is who do we think the audience is?
Pitanje je koga mi smatramo publikom.
If we're acting as if Krishna is the audience.
Ako glumimo kao da je Krishna publika.
And we're acting to please Krishna.
I glumimo da zadovoljimo Krishnu.
That's called Krishna consciousness.
To se zove svjesnost Krishne.
And if we think Krishna is just one of the many members of the audience.
A ako mislimo da je Krishna samo jedan od mnogih likova u publici.
And whether Krishna is pleased or not is not so important as whether the whole audience is pleased.
I ako ne smatramo da li je Krishna zadovoljan ili ne, nije nam toliko to važno, već da li je cijela publika zadovoljna.
Then we're not really acting so much in Krishna consciousness.
Onda ne glumimo baš toliko puno u svjesnosti Krishna.
And what to speak of, we just forget about everyone, we just do whatever we want to do.
A šta tek reći o svjesnosti u kojoj zaboravimo na sve živo i samo radimo ono što se nama sviđa.
So that's not even human consciousness.
To čak nije ni ljudska svjesnost.
So in the Veda culture people have this conception that we should do what's nice.
Tako da u vedskoj kulturi postoji koncept u kojem se kaže da ljudi trebaju raditi ono što je fino.
But that's all within the material concept of life.
Ali to je opet materijalni koncept života.
Because what's nice means what's pleasing to me and pleasing to other senses.
Jer ono što je fino znači ono što je ugodno meni, što je ugodno drugima i našim čulima.
And what's pleasing one moment is displeasing the next.
I onda ono što je ugodno jednog trenutka, neugodno je sljedećeg.
So that has nothing to do with realizing our real selves.
Tako da to nema nikakve veze sa spoznajom našeg pravog ja.
So our real self is Krishna's servant.
Naše pravo ja je da smo Krishnin sluga.
Therefore the primary philosophy is yata tura mula ishe chinena trityanti tatskanda bujo pushaka pranaharat chayatendriyanam etaiva sarvahana atiteja. Just like if you water the root of the tree.
Tako da isto kao što zaljevate korijen drveta.
Then actually all the leaves and branches are satisfied.
Zapravo sve grane i listovi svo lišće je zadovoljno.
So by serving the stomach, naturally all the different parts of the body become satisfied.
I tako služeći stomak, prirodno da svi ostali dijelovi tijela budu zadovoljeni.
By serving the supreme lord, naturally all the demigods become satisfied.
Služeći svevišnjeg gospodina, naravno prirodno da svi polubogovi postaju zadovoljni.
In other words, if we always think about what's good for Krishna.
Drugim riječima, ako mi uvijek razmišljamo šta je dobro za Krishnu.
And do that, then we'll be actually acting for our own benefit and everyone else's benefit.
I radimo onda to, onda ćemo uvijek dobiti i tražiti ono što je nama u korist i što ide u korist svim ostalim živim bićima.
Because we actually have to find out what's really pleasing to Krishna.
Jer naravno moramo saznati, otkriti šta je to što zaista zadovoljava Krishna.
We may do something and say, well, it's pleasing to Krishna, but actually we have no idea whether it's pleasing to Krishna.
Mi možemo raditi nešto i reći to je Krišni ugodno ili drago, to Krišnu zadovoljava, ali zapravo možda nije, mi moramo saznati da li je to Krišnu zadovoljava.
If it's actually pleasing to Krishna, then Krishna will let us know.
Ako je to što mi učinimo zaista zadovoljilo Krišnu, Krišna će nam onda staviti do znanja da li jeste ili nije.
But that takes intelligence to really find out.
Ali da bi to zaista otkrili, zato je potrebna inteligencija.
That takes consciousness of Krishna.
Zato je potrebna svjesnost Krišni.
Therefore, beginning we have to patiently hear.
Stoga, na početku trebamo strpljivo slušati.
Who is Krishna? Why has he come to this world?
Trebamo slušati o tome ko je Krišna, zašto je došao u ovaj svijet.
Who the living entities are in this world?
Ko su živa bića u ovom svijetu?
What's the purpose of life?
Šta je svrha života?
We have to get what's called the, well, there's Prayodana, Abhideya, and Sambandha. We have to thoroughly understand Sambandha.
Moramo dobiti taj nivo koji se zove Prayodana, Abhideya i Sambandha, odnosno moramo temeljito, podrobno razumjeti Sambandhu.
And then we'll be able to understand something what Krishna's objective is.
I onda kad to shvatimo, bit ćemo nekako u stanju da shvatimo i šta je Krishnin cilj.
That Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Prajaja, Mame Kam Sharanam Braja, Aham Tvam Sarapadhejo, Bokshi Sami Masuja. He says, give up all these material conceptions, all these varieties of religion.
I Krishna je upravo to i rekao, odustani, odbaci sve te koncepcije različitih religija, odnosno materialnih koncepcija.
And surrender to me.
I predaj se meni.
And in return, I'll protect you from all sinful reactions.
A za uzvrat, ja ću tebe zaštititi od svih griješnih reakcija.
Don't fear.
Nemoj se plašiti, ne boj se.
So people, mundane people will not like this very much.
Pa, svjetovni ljudi, njima se to baš ne bi svidjelo.
Just become a servant of Krishna and all your other duties are solved.
Samo postani Krišnin sluga i sve tvoje ostale dužnosti su riješene.
Because Krishna really means to become an actual servant.
Naravno, Krishna zapravo misli postani njegov pravi sluga.
Not that I give up my wife and children.
A ne sad da odbacim ženu, da odbacim djecu.
And I go to Vrindavan.
Idem u Vrindavan.
Then I start another family there.
I onda tamo zasnujem novu porodicu.
And claim that I'm doing it for rasa.
I onda da počnemo tvrditi da to radimo zbog rase.
So that's not what Krishna wants.
To nije ono što Krishna želi.
That one actually has to know what it means to surrender to Krishna.
Ono što znači da mi znamo da imamo snage jeste zaista predati se Krishna.
If one is actually in Krishna consciousness, then he'll see everyone as part of Krishna's family.
Ako osoba djeluje u svjesnosti Krišne, onda će posmatrati svakoga kao djelićem Krišine porodice.
And he won't have any abominable habits.
I neće držati nikakve odvratne navike.
He'll actually act for everyone's real interest.
Već će zapravo ponašati se, djelovat će tako da to bude u interesu svih.
And he won't be the cause, as Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada said.
I kao što je Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada rekao.
As soon as you start telling people that your philanthropy, your altruism, your good deeds are useless.
Čim počnete govoriti ljudima o filantropiji, altruizmu, vaša dobra djela postaju beskorisna.
Because they don't lead to pure love for Krishna.
Zato što ta djela ne vode ka čistoj ljubavi prema Krišni.
The one is not thinking I'm Krishna's servant. And this is what Krishna wants me to do.
Ako osoba ne razmišlja, ja sam Krišnin sluga i ovo je ono što Krišna želi da uradi.
Then one will engage in so many different activities in this world. Some of them praised and some of them condemned.
onda će se osoba uključiti u toliko mnogo različitih aktivnosti u ovoj, u ovom svijetu. Neki od njih će biti, neki od tih aktivnosti će biti za pohvalu, a neki će biti za osudu.
But if they're not engaged in service to Krishna.
Ali ako nisu uključeni u službu za Krishnu.
Then they're more or less considered shrama eva hi kevala, a useless waste of time.
Onda se to općenito smatra shrama eva kevala, odnosno beskorisno traćenje vremena.
So how do, what to do then?
I šta onda da se radi?
Should we all just sit at home and chant japa?
Hoćemo li svi sjeti kod kuće i samo mantrat na japi?
And when the children come and say I'm hungry.
I kad djeca dođu kažu gladni smo.
I will tell them chant.
Da im kažemo mantra.
And when we're out in the street and it's cold and snowing.
I kad smo vani na ulici i hladno i pada snijeg.
We'll chant at Narayan Kavacha.
Onda ćemo mi mantrat na Narayan Kavacha.
To protect ourselves.
Da se zaštitimo.
No, it's recommended in the Bhagavatam that etam shushishaya brahmams, that, my dear Brahman, whatever is done in this world should be done for Krishna.
Ne, u Bhagavatamu se preporučuje, moj dragi Brahmana, šta god da se radi u ovom svijetu, treba da se radi za Krishnu.
Therefore, if one is a Brahman,
stoga ako je osoba Brahmana,
that has some qualities in the mode of goodness,
i ima neke osobine koje su u guni vrline,
then one should try to prove Krishna's existence.
Onda osoba treba da pokuša dokazati Krishnino postojanje.
Don't try and decry Krishna.
Nemojte pokušati negirati Krishna.
Claim that you're a Krishna or everyone else is Krishna.
Nemojte tvrditi da ste vi Krishna ili da su svi ostali Krishna.
Try to establish Krishna's position.
Pokušaj uspostaviti Krishnin položaj.
Try and understand what Krishna's position is and then try to establish it.
Pokušaj shvatiti što je Krishna položaj i onda ga uspostavi.
If one is a kshatriya, one has a managerial ability.
Ako je osoba kshatriya, odnosno imate rukovodeće i rukovodilačke sposobnosti,
then try to arrange things that people can understand Krishna.
Onda treba da tako uredi čitavu situaciju u kojoj će ljudi moći da shvate Krishna.
Arrange things so that people can hear the message of Krishna.
Da uredi tako stvari da mogu ljudi slušati poruku o Krishna.
Fight for Krishna's cause.
Zatim da se bori za Krishna.
Just like Arjuna did.
Uzrok, isto kao što je to radio Arjuna.
If one is a Vaishya,
ako je čovjek Vaishya,
one actually has some money,
i ima nešto novaca,
and utilize that money to spread Krishna consciousness.
Onda treba koristiti taj novac za širenje svjesnosti Krishna.
Distribute the transcendental literature, prasadam, the holy name,
prasadam, sveto ime, festival.
But after all, the best thing is to hear and chant about Krishna.
Ali na posljedku, na kraju krajeva, najbolja stvar je slušati i pjevati o Krishni.
But in the absence of such a propensity, just to hear and chant about Krishna.
Ali u odsustvu takve sklonosti, onda samo slušanje i pjevanje Krishne.
One should utilize all those things by which one actually is attracted to.
Čovjek treba koristiti sve te stvari kojima je prirodno privučen
in Krishna's service.
U službu Krishne.
And that way we'll develop this tendency or propensity to hear and chant about Krishna.
I na taj način će upravo razviti tu sklonost da sluša i pjeva o Krishni.
After all, at the end of the day, the only real thing is ourselves being a spiritual being.
Na posljedku, na kraju krajeva, jedina prava istina je da smo mi duhovna bića.
And Krishna and his associates being the all attractive spiritual beings.
I Krishna i njegovi pratioci su sve privlačna duhovna bića.
Because we're only here for a few brief moments before we go to the next place.
Zato što smo mi ovdje samo na par kratkih trenutaka prije nego što pređemo na sljedeće mjesto.
So somewhere along the line we have to reestablish our relationship with Krishna.
Stoga tako negdje usput treba da ponovo povežemo se sa Krishnom.
So we can go back and at least be with Krishna.
Tako da možemo se vratiti i barem biti s Krishnom.
No matter how much we're attached to the things of this material world, none of them last for very long time.
Bez obzira na to koliko smo mi vezani za neke stvari u ovom materijalnom svijetu, nijedna od njih ne traje mnogo dugo.
They're all just different combinations of gross and subtle material elements appearing before us just like in dreams.
To su i onako sve manje ili više kombinacije grubih i suptilnih elemenata koji se pred nama pojavljuju kao tako materijalne stvari.
So these animal forms of life, we should wake up while we're in the dream. We should try to wake up.
Stoga barem u ljudskom obliku života treba da se probudimo iz tog sna.
And establish ourselves as Krishna's servant, even while we're in this dream.
I da se uspostavimo, da ustoličimo sebe dok smo još uvijek u ovom snu kao Krišnini sluge.
And not be disturbed by all the other hallucinations that are going on.
A ne da nas uznemiravaju sve te druge halucinacije koje se dešavaju.
Some people are dreaming while having a very nice dream.
Neki ljudi sanjaju i jako im je lijep san.
Some people have created a nightmare for themselves and others.
A neki ljudi su za sebe i za druge stvorili noćne more.
But after all, the only real solution is for everyone just to wake up.
Ali na posljedku, na kraju svih krajeva, jedino pravo rješenje jeste da se probudimo.
Not that my dream house is, you know, some, the door is broken.
A ne da je sada slučaj da je moja kuća iz snova takva da su joj vrata provaljena.
So therefore, in my dream, I fix your door.
I stoga u mom snu ja ću popraviti tvoja vrata.
Solve your problem.
Da riješim tvoje probleme.
No, best thing to do is rather than fix your door, just wake up. So you find out you don't have a house. No one has to fix it.
Ne, najbolja stvar je da se probudimo u tom snu i onda saznamo da uopšte nemamo kuću zato što ona ne postoji.
Or there's a tiger in your dream, it's biting you.
Ili u vašem snu je tigar i grize vas.
So now I take my whip and I beat on the tiger.
I sad ću da isvučem svoj bič i da izbičujem tigra.
No, better off just to wake you up and then you won't have any problem with the tiger anymore.
Ne, najbolje je da se samo probudimo i onda više neće biti ni tigra ni problema.
So therefore the devotees, they know the only solution to everyone's problem is that they have to become Krishna conscious.
Stoga bhakte znaju da je jedino rješenje za svoje i sve tuđe probleme da postanu svjesni Krišne.
That they utilize all their energies in Krishna's service.
I da koriste sve svoje energije u Krišninoj službi.
Although, otherwise they'll just remain asleep.
Inače, u suprotnom slučaju, samo će i dalje biti u tom usnulom stanju.
Some in a very pleasant dream.
Neki će biti u vrlo ugodnom
stanju. And some in a nightmare.
A neki će biti u našem moru.
But anyhow, gradually in Kali Yuga, it all become a nightmare.
Ali i onako, postepeno u Kali Yugi, sve postaje našem moru.
No one will have any pleasant dreams anymore.
U Kali Yugi više niko neće imati ugodne snove.
But pleasant, unpleasant, still the Hari Nam is just to wake everyone up.
Ali ugodni ili neugodni, ipak je Hari Nam način da se svi probude.
So we can actually begin our real lives again.
Kako bi mogli započeti svoje prave živote.
Where there is enough happiness to go around forever.
U kojima ima dovoljno radosti i sreće da traju vječno.
So I'll stop there. Any questions?
Stoga, ja ću stati ovdje, da li ima neki pitanja?
Znači, postoji bi jedno pitanje, zavisi od dana, ovdje sada je hvala stvarno, mislim, bolje da učinim na tvoje mišljenje, kako možemo ispodijeti da sve smo skrišne ovdje u Sarajevu, od istog kraja, na tvojom pomoštu je tvoje sešte.
Well, first of all, Maharaj, thank you for all the wonderful classes that you gave during your stay in Sarajevo. And I would like to ask one question, how can we expand Krishna consciousness even more in Sarajevo?
Šta mi treba da radimo sad, znači imamo sedmično druženje s srednjom subotom i nedjeljom, kako da sad napravimo korake, koje korake da bi jednostavno se ona podijeli na jednu višu razinu i dali drugima svjesnost Krišne na neki način napravili neke veće korake?
At present, we have programs on Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday. So what should we do more to bring all the activities to another higher level to expand Krishna consciousness?
Organize book distribution.
Organizirate dijeljenje knjiga.
How?
I don't know, you have to do it.
A ne znam, to vi morate uraditi.
I can give someone ideas, but...
Ja mogu predložiti neke ideje, ali na vama je da to vi uradite.
Možemo čuti te ideje.
Can we hear those ideas?
Are you going to follow?
A hoćeš li ih implementirati? We will try.
Yeah.
And we will receive your blessing.
Blessing costs.
No, you have to have the conviction to do it.
Ti trebaš imati uvjerenje da to uradiš.
Everyone has to have the conviction that these books are actually valuable.
Svi moraju zapravo imati uvjerenje da su ove knjige vrijedne.
Even if everyone gives one book a week to someone, sells one book a week.
Čak i ako svi vi podijelite, poklonite nekome knjigu, jednu knjigu sedmično.
So that's the beginning of some increase.
To je početak nekog povećanja.
Think of some way to do it so that everyone distributes one book.
Smislite način na koji ćete to uraditi tako da svi prodaju jednu knjigu.
It's easy to say yes.
Ali lako reći da.
And then at the end of, then after the class, everyone forgets.
I onda na kraju lekcije svi zaboravi.
And then next week, there are no books distributed.
I onda sljedeće sedmice niko ne dijeli knjige.
So someone has to think of some way of doing it.
Tako da neko treba da smisli način kako će se dijeliti knjige.
Because it's very simple. Everyone, or as many devotees as possible, should distribute books.
Jer vrlo je jednostavna formula, a to je da što više bhakta podijeli, proda, što više knjiga.
So someone has to think about how to do it.
Tako da neko mora smisliti način kako će se to uraditi.
Something that works for Sarajevo.
Neki način koji funkcionira za Sarajevo.
That people are inspired to do it.
Tako da ljudi budu inspirirani da to urade.
Because it takes a lot of determination, a lot of planning. It's not that someone, if I had the potency to just say go out and do it and everyone out point out and do it, then it would be very nice.
Zato što je potrebno jako puno odlučnosti, jako puno planiranja da se to uradi, jer nije sad da sam ja svemoćan da imam tu moć da kažem ajmo sad svi idemo da to dijelimo.
That's not how things work.
Jednostavno tako stvari ne funkcioniraju.
It takes someone right there to see that it gets done.
Potreban je neko ko je tu na licu mjesta da vidi da se stvari urade.
So can you do that?
Možeš li ti to uraditi? I can try.
Oh, everyone's trying.
A svi pokušavaju.
Trying is not enough, you have to do it.
Nije dovoljno pokušavati, trebaš to uraditi.
He was a war distributor.
Oh, what?
In the middle of war, he was distributing books.
We're still in a war.
That's still a war.
Sanatan Yogi Prabhu kaže da je Nanchal Prabhu u ratu dijelio knjige i uradnik s Bhakta Sankirtana. Maharaj je govorio, mi smo i dalje u ratu.
But you have to get as many devotees as possible to do it.
Ali treba nekako uticati na bhakte, da što više bhakta to uradi.
Not only for one week and then everyone gives up.
Ne samo jednu sedmicu i onda nakon sedmicu dana svi odustanu.
But it takes training and encouragement.
Potrebna je i obuka i ohrabrenje.
It takes, someone has to collect the lakshmi.
Onda neko treba da sakupi lakshmi.
Someone has to see the books are there.
Neko mora da prebrojava knjige da vidi da su sve na stanu.
Someone has to tell, advise people where to go.
Neko treba da savjetuje bakte gdje će dijeliti knjige.
And you have to do it consistently.
I onda se to mora dosljedno raditi.
Yeah. Now that it goes well for 1 week and 2 weeks and 3 weeks and everyone gives up on the fourth week.
Ne može biti nedosljedno da dobro se sve radi jednu sedmicu, dvije sedmice, tri sedmice i onda četvrte sedmice sve prestane.
So it takes a lot of things have to go into it.
Potrebno je puno toga,
planning,
puno stvari se treba uložiti u dijeljenje knjiga, prvo planiranje, pa onda implementacija, pa zatim nabavka novih knjiga.
Encouragement.
Ohrabrenje bhakta.
When Sankta Mission was alive, Maharaj, a few years ago, when we had some dromitaries in the temple, we had at least five or six towns in Bosnia-Herzegovina, which had several devotees practicing, thanks to books distribution. And now they all, except Sarajevo, there are no more cities in Bosnia that have active devotees.
Prabhuji kaže da kada je Ljenjena knjiga bilo živo, onda smo imali u nekoliko gradova u Bosni i Hercegovini bhakte, ljude koji su prakticirali aktivno bhakti jogu, a sada kako je sve to prestalo, osim u Sarajevu više nema aktivnih bhakta u drugim gradovima.
Sounds like we're in retreat.
Zvuči kao da smo povlačeni.
Retreat.
We had to reorganize the forces and
attack.
Yes.
You spoke about that our only problem is that we are actually not Krishna conscious.
Yeah.
What does it mean to be Krishna conscious? How it is manifested when one is Krishna conscious?
He sees Krishna.
Osoba koja je svjesna Krišne vidi Krišnu.
He sees everyone and everything in relation to Krishna.
Vidi sve i svakoga povezanog ili povezane sa Krišnom.
He only desires to please Krishna.
Takva osoba želi samo da zadovolji Krišnu.
And he's completely in love with Krishna.
I potpuno je zaljubljena u Krišnu.
Znači,
u
čisti
bhakta
ili ništa?
So either pure devotee or nothing. All or nothing.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that your
conception? Well, you spoke mostly as if you were addressing pure devotees.
we're aspiring to become pure devotees.
Mi aspiriramo, mi težimo da postanemo čisti bhakti. Is there anything in between?
Yeah. Yajna, the it's a staircase.
Naravno, to je stepenice, šrada, sadhu, sangha, bhajana, kriya, ruchi, ništa, bhava, prema. Znači, to su stepenice.
So where are you on that staircase?
Yes, Tina, it depends on
how he sits and how he walks.
So where are you on the staircase?
Yes, on that team. Na kojoj stici depends?
Are you on the staircase?
Yes, it walks on the stepenica.
I slušam. Čuo sam tako.
He looks for
it.
So we have to see, are we regularly hearing about Krishna?
Moramo provjeriti da li redovno slušamo o Krišni.
Do we have some little faith in Krishna consciousness?
Da li imamo malo vjere u imalo, da u stvari imamo li imalo vjere u srcu Krišni? Da li slijedimo svoju sadanu?
Are we getting free from some of our misconceptions?
Da li se oslobađamo od nekih svojih pogrešnih koncepata? To je taj razvoj, napredak.
But we should know what the goal is.
Ali uvijek trebamo znati šta je cilj.
Not that I'm following some map. I'm following a map. And it says, you know, Sarajevo, and Croatia, and then Zagreb, and whatever else. But it doesn't tell me where I'm going. I'm just traveling from one city to the next.
Ne može sad biti slučaj da ja slijedim neku kartu i na njoj piše Hrvatska, Bosna, Hercegovina, Sarajevo, Zagreb i ja sad samo putujem, uopće mi karta ne govori gdje sam.
Then I finally get the final destination.
I onda konačno idem na krajnje odredište.
It says Yamaloka.
I tamo piše Yamaloka.
I should know where I'm going.
Da vam znat gdje ide, kud ide.
Otherwise, why am I taking the trouble to go from city to city?
Inače, što se naprežem da vozim od grada do grada? Što?
You know, we're trying to develop Krishna prema.
Trebamo znati da moramo pokušavati da razvijemo Krishna prema.
Otherwise, why would we make the sacrifice to become a pure devotee?
Inače, što bi se žrtvovali da postajemo čisti bhakt, ako ne znamo gdje ide?
Yes.
You spoke at the beginning that if we water the root, automatically branches and leaves are satisfied. Thus, if we satisfy Krishna naturally, demigods are automatically satisfied.
Some of them, a little bit. We only put a drop on the root. We can't expect that the whole tree is going to shake in ecstasy.
So if we are beginner's devotee, and we have, of course, our destiny and the planets in our chart that says this demigod influences this demigod influences that in your life. Even if we are just at the beginning practicing Krishna consciousness, does Krishna change our fate, our horoscope, even if we are not pure devotee?
Why would he do that for? No, of course not. It would translate.
Maharaj je na početku pričao da svjesnosti Krišna je takva kao zalijevanje korijena drveta. Ako zalijemo korijen, odmah automatski sve grane i listovi su zadovoljni. Isto tako, ako Krišnu zadovoljimo, onda su i svi automatski polubogovi zadovoljeni. I on je rekao, većina njih, naravno, neki možda još i nisu. Ali ja sam pitala, ako smo mi bhakta na početku svjesnosti Krišne, imamo svoju sudbinu i naravno imamo u toj sudbini razne polubogove koji utječu na naš život, da li znači ako se bavimo svjesnošću Krišne, da Krišna mijenja našu sudbinu? Maharaj je rekao, naravno da ne. Zašto bi to radio?
No, Krishna does. The beginning, we surrender a little, Krishna helps us, become Krishna conscious.
Na početku, kad se predamo polako i malo, Krishna nam pomaže u svjesnosti Krishne.
There's no need for him to change our whole life. Just
nema potrebe za njega da mijenja naš cijeli život.
Because we can utilize whatever situation we're in, we can utilize it for him.
Možemo iskoristiti u svaku situaciju koju se nalazimo za njega.
So why should he change everything?
Zašto bi sve mijenjao?
I started to chant Hare Krishna and suddenly Kuvera came and gave me half his kingdom.
Zatim pa ćemo mantra od Hare Krishna i odjednom Kuvera dolazi i daje mu sve svoje bogatstvo.
All my physical problems disappeared.
Svi moji fizički problemi su nestali.
I live for 3 million here.
Živim 3 miliona godina. I didn't mean to that extreme.
No, we did. So, well, Krishna doesn't have to do anything.
Ne, Krishna ne mora da uradi ništa od toga.
The idea of chanting Hare Krishna is so we become Krishna conscious.
Ideja svjesnosti Krishna jeste da mantramo Hare Krishna jeste da bi postali svjesni Krishna.
Our material problems are not impediments for our becoming Krishna conscious.
Naši materijalni problemi nisu prepreka da postanemo svjesni Krishna.
Often they are impetuses.
Često su poticaji.
Prabhupada writes, without old age, disease, and death, there's no impetus to make progress in spiritual life.
Šta Prabhupada piše, bez starosti, bolesti i smrti nema poticaja da se predamo duhovnom životu.
Or if we're expecting Krishna to arrange our life for the better, then maybe Krishna will arrange our life for the worse.
Ili ako očekujemo da Krishna uredi naš život da bude bolje, onda će možda Krishna urediti naš život da bude gore.
Sometimes someone chants Hare Krishna, Krishna takes everything away from them.
Ponekad neko ko pjeva Hare Krishna, Krishna mu sve odnese.
And let poverty strip.
I onda budu pogođeni siromaštvom.
So they have only recourse to turn to Krishna.
Tako da je njihov jedini izbor da se okrenu Krishna.
Is that what you're referring to?
No. Not really. I was not thinking of riches or poverty. Just helping us out in some difficult situations. Like major disease, health, illness, such problems, if it's written in your chart, like Saturn is really bad for your health, things like that.
Well, Krishna will give us the ability to tolerate.
Ja sam, Maharaj je rekao, je smisla na to, ja sam rekao, ne, nisam mislila na nikakve situacije kao što su siromaštvo, bogatstvo i to, više sam mislila, na primjer, na zdravlje, ako nam sad stoji da ćemo doživjeti neku tešku bolest, oboljenje ili zdravstveni problem, onda je Maharaj rekao, Krishna nam može upravo dati sposobnost da toleriramo onda takve poteškoće.
So we can think about Krishna more profoundly.
Tako da možemo dublje razmišljati o Krishna.
In the midst of the distress.
Usred problema, usred tog uznemirenja.
After all, say you had cancer.
Na primjer, recimo imaš rak.
And you prayed to Krishna.
i moliš se Krishna.
And Krishna cured the cancer.
I Krishna izleči, odnosno ubije rak.
Well, how would that help your Krishna consciousness?
Kako će to pomoći svjesnosti Krishna?
And then you had to die.
Da moraš umrijeti.
You had to die anyhow.
Inako moraš umrijeti.
But you weren't very Krishna conscious.
Ali nisi baš bila svjesna Krishna.
So how did curing the cancer help?
Stoga kako će liječenje na raka pomoći, to je skuta. For my spiritual management.
Yeah, I understand. No, it helps us become more profoundly Krishna conscious. That's favorable.
Da, šta god da nam pomogne da postanemo dublje svjesni Krishne, to je povoljno.
We're actually Krishna conscious, then we won't be disturbed by any circumstance.
Ako smo zaista svjesni Krishna, onda nećemo biti uznemireni nikakvim okolnostima.
And unless we practice during this lifetime, how are we going to pass the time of death in Krishna consciousness?
I ako ne vježbamo to tokom života, kako ćemo onda proći test smrti u svjesnosti Krishna?
Say, during this whole life you were just living a heavenly existence.
Recimo, na primjer, tokom svog čitavog života živimo u rajskom životu.
And then suddenly you're about to die.
I onda odjednom moraš umrijeti.
What are you going to do?
Šta ćeš uraditi?
How are you going to be able to tolerate?
Kako ćeš biti u stanju da toleriraš? Does every death have to be really terrible and awful, as they say, and very painful? I mean, death.
Oh, it could be very nice.
Shocking, terrifying experience, like they say, 100 times the sting of a Scorpio. I don't know if I'm paraphrasing well.
I mean, depends on what your where your consciousness is.
So it's all actually.
If you're Krishna conscious, then you may not even notice it. Depends who you are.
Ja sam rekla, jel svaka smrt baš mora biti grozna, teška, šokantna, onako kako se opisuje da je smrt kao teška kao stotinu puta uvod škorpiona. Maharaj rekao, sve ovisi od svjesnosti, zavisi kakva ti je svjesnost. Ako ti je svjesnost takva da si svjesna Krišne, možda nešto ne primijeti.
That death forces you to think about Krishna.
Jer smrt prisiljava da razmišljamo o Krishni s koncentracijom, jer može biti onda ekstatično.
But at the time of death, you're lamenting, I'm losing so many things.
Ali ako u trenutku smrti jadikuješ, joj, sad gubim toliko stvari.
My beautiful body is being destroyed.
Moje prekrasno tijelo propada.
My hairdo is become undone. My hairstyle is being.
Kosa mi se raspliče.
I'm losing my nice tan.
Gubim svoje lijepi planuli tan.
But my makeup is coming off.
Šminka mi se ono curi s lica.
I feel a little sick.
Osjećam se malo bolesno.
What will my fans think of me?
Šta će moji obožavatelji misliti o meni?
No, then it become very painful.
Onda postane vrlo bol.
If we lose a pen, we're in anxiety.
Kad izgubimo hemijsku, mi smo u tjeskobi.
Someone that comes and takes our wallet, we become all disturbed.
A kad nam neko dođe i uzme novčanik, postanemo skroz uznemireni.
When death comes, it takes everything away.
Ali smrt dođe i sve uzme.
Once you have our wallet, our very dear body is taken away.
Što spominjemo novčanik kad nam se sve nosi nam naše drago tijelo.
So that's where Krishna conscious will be very disturbed.
I ako nismo svjesni Krishne, bit ćemo veoma uznemireni.
Okay.